Hi, this is Reverend Paul Slatkis. Hi, how are you all today? We hope and pray that you're in good shape. And we have been broadcasting, I guess, for the last three or so weeks, and prior to that, 21 years worth of good news. And lots of people doing wonderful things in the world. And we're honored to have that opportunity to share the good things that the world does. Our mission is to find, create, and receive life-affirming, thought-provoking good news, entertainment, and events. So I'm going to get right to, I guess, the subject of the time, and which actually is a prayer. And because this is not the normal time for us here and the world, a pandemic. However, it's not the only time where there's pain and suffering and sorrow. So as there is and has been, and there hopefully will one day not be. So our first focus always has been here to share the poem from St. Francis of Assisi from Italy. Pope's messages will come out tomorrow for the Easter Sunday. It's a very holy time of the year between the Passover and the Christianity and the Muslims of the world and every other religion and every other belief. So it's always important. And I think that it's all good just to think of us all as one. Om Shante Om. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen, our women, we say as well. So I share this because this is that kind of time where we need to do that. I offer my own personal reverendship, ordained minister, state of New York, with the opportunity to perform, officiate anywhere in the world. It's a big honor for me to ever get a chance to be even involved with others. It means a tremendous amount to me. And the others seem to be happy as well. Because we're production people, we can actually photograph it, we can video it, and share the love of the day. So what we're going to do now is, we have some people turning on here. Good. Hey, Judson. Atta. Hello, Atta. Hi. How are you? Atta was kind enough to give me this honor here, a love film festival behind the peace player. It's appropriate, right, Atta? All about peace and love. That's what we're all about. So that meant a tremendous amount to me some years ago out there in California. And so we're all dealing with the scenarios in our own states, in our own houses, and with regard to this. But we want to focus on some of the positive things that people are sharing to us. I think that's important. So the first one I'm going to share on is something that a good friend, Lorraine Cankrell, had sent me. And it's it's a way to sound the music. Do re mi. Don't worry, Maria and the Von Trapplings know how to deal with the pandemic. So this is a video that was created. It's up on YouTube. But we thought it, what the heck, it has some good thoughts in it. But my computer's running slow. I worked to clear a virus on it, and now it just seems like it's going slower and slower. How many people are having computer problems and networking problems and in that your home at this time? Oh, please come in. Well, in the meantime, in between time, I will share something else. Since I have something else to share. Okay, what I'm going to share is this thought and hope that does come in. This is something about the way our lives are in general. Noses down. I always thought this poem had some solid meaning. If your nose is too close to the grindstone rough, and you hold it down there long enough, in time you will say there is no such thing as brooks that babble and birds that sing. These three, with all the world, compose just you and the grindstone and your darn old nose. So this video is not coming up. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me click it and apologize for it. I don't know why it's not working, but it's not. And there's nothing more frustrating for me than scenarios like this. Your error occurred, try again later. Learn more. Okay, so what we'll do is be calm as we have been before. And that's the only way to do that. And go on to something else. That learn more might have been a mistake. Okay, so let's go to our heroes. Let's see how we do here. So what I wanted to do is share the, what we've been doing here on the Upper West Side is to, at 7 o'clock, and maybe all around the world is doing that. Is clap and appreciate our heroes with a community, our community, Upper West Side, 80th Street, sorry. Oh, it's a buffing kind of day. Video available. I don't know why, it's my video. So we're feeling the pain here. I did have a scenario with my Facebook. I hope there's no major concern for me to be able to show videos. But it looks like between my computer running slow and
first responders to financial donations, Eyewitness News reporter Dan Crouch shows us how many in the community are helping to keep police and health workers safe.
The Chinese community in
Thank
New York.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
From Flushing Hospital to Elmhurst.
Thank you.
From local police departments to post offices, many of our frontline workers are wearing these face protection, all thanks to a group of local Asian American businesses and nonprofits. They came together even before the government pleaded for help to help make a difference.
Thank God we have to do something, and we did.
Robin Hui and close to a dozen other business owners and groups watched closely as the virus started taking the lives of people in Asia in January and sent critical supplies abroad. They quickly switched gears when they saw the virus was spreading home to New York.
We learned from China. That's why we know the first responder is so important, so vital to our community.
They began sending supplies to first responders a month ago when they were even harder to find. 50 local hospitals started receiving donations before the virus even broke out in New York. Tens of thousands of critical face masks and N95 masks. And when they couldn't send supplies, they sent money. Checks anywhere from $46,000 to $80,000 to hospitals in need. Hospitals in our hardest hit areas, overwhelmed by coronavirus patients.
Oh, it feels good because we know our heart, we just want to make New York safe. We come together as a family.
Hoping we can get through this together.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
At first, when he delivered some of these masks to police officers weeks ago, they were leery about wearing them. They weren't used to them, and it wasn't a recommendation yet. Well, now they are, and some of them are even requesting more. Dan Crouth, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
Okay, thank you, Dan. I think we'll take a moment here to share. This is for firefighters. Our good friend Claire Diab has put this video together. For firefighters,
and athletes, maintaining internal
time.
And external balance. I have designed a short daily routine for you so that you can maintain and improve your strength, flexibility, and balance, so that you can enjoy your life on and off the job, working smart and playing hard. So let's begin. We'll bring our arms down by our sides, standing with our feet hip-width apart. Inhale, reach your arms up over your head, interlacing your fingers, press the palms up. And exhale, bring your arms down. Inhale, arms up over your head, interlacing your fingers, palms up, hold the breath. And exhale, bring your hands down back behind you this time, interlacing your fingers. And then inhale, arms up, chin up, face toward the sky. Exhale, round your shoulders forward, tucking your chin gently towards your chest. Inhale, arms up, creating space around your heart and lungs. Exhale, round forward, lengthening the back of the neck and in between the shoulder blades. Inhale up, exhale down. One more time, inhaling up, exhaling down. Then relax your arms. Inhale, arms up over the head. Full standing body stretch. Exhale, arms down by your sides. Bring your hands to your heart, and we'll do a series of movements that flow with the breath called sun salutations. So come forward on your mat and just close your eyes for a moment and connect with your heartbeat. Notice your heart beating. See if you can feel your heart beating. Notice it. Feel it. As we improve our circulation, strengthening our heart, with sun salutations. Inhale, arms come down and hands to sky pose. Exhale, hands extend to the sides, hand to foot pose. Please bend your knees slightly. Inhaling, left leg back, equestrian pose as we bend the right knee, reaching up for the sky, making sure that the right knee is in front of the right ankle. Exhale, hands come down, child's pose. Inhale, variation of plank as we come down onto our bellies, face down. Exhale, inhale, cobra, coming up only where it's comfortable. Exhale, chin in, child's pose. Inhale, left foot comes forward to equestrian and use your left hand to bring your left foot forward, reaching up towards the sky. Exhale, hands come down, right foot forward. Hand to foot pose, head to knees, bend the knees slightly, roll up. Inhaling, hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Close your eyes. Notice your heartbeat now. Three more. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, hand to foot pose, head to knees. Inhaling, left leg back, equestrian pose. Make sure the right knee is slightly in front of the ankle. Reach up. Exhale, hands down to the sides of the foot, child's pose. Inhale, coming into plank. Exhale here. Inhale, cobra. Hold it. Legs are together. Exhale, child's pose. Inhale, left foot forward, equestrian pose. Using your hand to bring your foot forward, reach up for the sky. Exhale, hand to foot pose, head to knees. Bend your knees slightly, inhale, roll up, hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Two more.
Okay, thank you, Claire. Claire is Deepak Chopra's yogi for the last 25 so years and has her American Academy Yoga Academy in New Jersey, and we're very honored to have this opportunity to share you with her. Woodstock forever. Let's see if we got some video here. I know we got these problems here today with our video message. So I don't know. We're going to just go in here. This is our movie, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. I think that this is a good time to share some of this, and let's hope it comes in. Based upon our very slow computer right now. Or maybe everybody in Saturday here in the New York area is using their computers. In fact, I'm sure they are, because this is our new form of communication, especially if we're not allowed to go out here in New York. So it's suggested not to go out. Okay, we're not forced, but it's suggested that we stay in as much as possible. So probably the sync on the computer, which has been off all day today, I think probably will take a hit. And I have the 200 megabytes. So what can I say? I'd love to share this kind of Garvin. Hey, how you been? So I'd love to be sharing some of this video with us. Whoa. All right. Well, this is the beginning of our movie. Well, at least you're going to get to see Richie Havens. So we did the 20th anniversary of Richie Havens, and then we just created a movie.
Summer of 69, Vietnam War overshadowed the world, as war always does. America was split politically, culturally, and generationally. Amidst the confusion, a few music fans chose a small town in upstate New York for an outdoor summer concert. Woodstock became the symbol for an entire generation. The themes of peace, love, and hope reverberated in those fields and around the world for days and years forward. The legacy of Woodstock and its spirit of human potential lives on. In 1989, we created a Woodstock 20th anniversary celebration in Times Square, a portion of which we share today, along with those who represent peace, love, and hope.
To commemorate the 20th anniversary of the original spirit of peace, love, and music, a new generation of commitment with the next generation that we want to pass a message to of involvement with the music and with involvement with the government.
And what do you plan to do here today to commemorate that?
We're presenting Richie Havens, who is the lead artist, the first artist on the stage at the start of the original concert, with branches that we brought from the original festival site. The people of the town of Bethel were very encouraged that what happened there was not going to be forgotten. It was a lot more than drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It was about a nation coming together for 3 days around music in a peaceful way. And we're giving that message to the next generation so that they'll understand the importance of working together for change, involvement, and their own lives.
So what we have is tunes, peace tunes, love tunes. And it's sort of like Name That Tune.
Program has been vital to addressing some of the most pressing challenges of our time head-on. Poverty, disease, human suffering, issues which defy the very concept of peace.
My feeling is that what is happening in this 20th anniversary is, in fact, clarity of the issue, clarity of the past, clarity of what Woodstock really stood for. And it's all going to the younger generation, whether the media knows it or not, or whether we know or not, that's what we're looking at. And MTV has been playing it for months. And little do they know that the actual consciousness is seeping through, just as it did with the movie when it came out 20 years ago, to all the people who never made it yet. So yes, we are far, 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 far ahead of our times in terms of getting over the hump, in terms of having the actual material who's going to change it, which are the young people today. They are going to change it because it's their world as well as ours. So when it comes their turn to become the trustees of it, their consciousness is already imbibed with what should happen and what will happen.
My dad
didn't
want us to get frostbite.
Rafaela, hi.
I've had a lot of practice with this. What if I have to pee? Not a problem. Just give me 15.
Peace's parents.
I'd like to go pilot. We are ready for lunch.
Good thing
we're down
that fancy on mattresses. And on bubble wrap. Now we're good.
Okay. Well, this is still gonna be fun. Here we go. We moving?
Oh, we called ahead and asked the groundskeeper to level the hillside.
My dad still wants to break our necks.
All right, we'll do one more song. It's a good time to call everybody you know. Friends and foes.
And she's probably sitting there. Thinking about the time of sleeping and missing her mother.
Okay, well, this is a little ad about Disneyland, and hopefully soon Disneyland will be open, and then we'll be able to go back there. You know, I have a couple other little things, and then we're going to go sit outside and take a moment out there. Let's see this. This is something sent to me by Dr. Stephen Coe. I thought it was cute, and let's see if it opens up in our technical. Difficulties. Pick the cup. Dogs are people too. Okay. Okay. You know, let's just show this for one shot here. It works. Because it's an upper. We'll get back to it. But the slow internet might not get us back to it. Om Shanti Om. Peace. Well, if it comes back, we'll be fortunate. But it just shows the beauty of the life that we're not living now. And I think that that is the heart of the matter. Or as Gabron says, it's, oh, all right. Thank you.
It's the same as having.
And thank you, everybody, for being patient.
To the stars beyond the blue. There's a Neverland.
Patience is very important for everybody.
When you leave
always.
The world behind, you can fly. You can fly. You can fly.
Young lady's done well.
Tells me everything.
I'll end it at this. I'm a silly guy. I love these guys.
Okay, who wants a piece of me? You trying to get yourself killed, Tanzarian? You've got your whole life ahead of you. Don't you have any dreams?
My dreams all involve combing my hair.
Oh, gosh, son. Everybody's got dreams. I come from a town called Springfield. My dream is to go back and become principal of the elementary school.
Some people might call that a pretty corny dream, Sergeant.
Well, there's nothing corny about fresh-faced youngsters skipping to school, scraping knees and spelling bees and pies cooling softly on the windowsill. Well, sir, if that's corny, then corn me up.
Moment of silence,
okay.
For peace.
We'll finish with Ricky.
I'm going to have my moment now.
I got Peace Day party events in Times Square.
Ooh, I feel good.
World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Vince Snaga. I serve with the United Nations mission.
And the UN does a lot of good things.
I am a peacekeeper.
Okay, everyone. So everybody who has been involved in watching us since the beginning knows that we've been going out into outside here. So at 7 o'clock we'll go live because everybody in the neighborhood, not everybody, that's an exaggeration. People in the neighborhood do come out and show some love to the public service people. Well, it's nice and sunny. Since I got 79th Street in my backyard, I can't fully see the sun. But the good news is after 7 years, the magnolia did bloom. So I like sharing that with all. Because that's a phenomenon, and as far as nature. I think I'm going to need to go for a little walk in the neighborhood over here. In the middle of the street and at the park. Very few people put on the mask. That technical stuff does me in. The ailanthus tree, the tree that grows in Brooklyn. Okay, the weed tree. Just like a dandelion. Some people call it weed. Some people call it flower. You know what? We have thousands of authors. I just want to... The more you do, the better you feel. But I'll read something from Gibran that I actually sent out with my... our newsletter. If you're not on the newsletter, please get on there, and if you care to, and hear good things. When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight, says Gibran. Okay. You are loved. I think that's the last thing we want to share with you today. That you are loved. And there's caring, and there's love. I'm going to play one song on the piano, and hopefully you'll like it, and hopefully I'll like it. The planet is my home. Oh, we've read that many times, I think. I allow change to occur without resistance or fear. I am free. All right, as I tried to deal with customer service today, to wire some money to friends, sometimes you got to learn how to change. You got to work it to the end. It's not so easy sometimes. But, yeah, it's sort of like...